morning. It is 10:05, April 12, 2023. I call this meeting. It is April 12, 2003. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. Pretty limited agenda today. I don't really have any opening comments other than to say that it's been very busy for all of us with the legislative session in presumably the last month. When things happen quickly and we're called away a lot. That's a legislative issue is actually why we're starting a few minutes late today. But beyond that, a very short agenda, and I'll get to it after we hear any other opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you have anything?
The only thing I would like to say is yesterday we were in Wahpeton. We had a public hearing on Summit Carbon, and I just want to thank the Wahpeton community for being so opening in the Wahpeton State College of Science for being the host, and we had a very nice facility.
It was.
Yep.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Good job. So I will just say that I initially thought that there might be a hearing that would require all of us to attend on an issue that we've been following regarding siting. But the our staff checked with the chair, and they're not going to be bringing up that bill today. So I think there's still work in occurring to draft amendments, and I can probably provide a more detailed report of that during the admin part of the meeting.
Very good. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert?
Yeah, I would like to move my consent agenda item over to the regular agenda. That would be case number PU23-27.
Okay, we'll make that the second agenda item for you on the regular.
Thank you.
Agenda. Okay, so then that leaves us with no consent agenda, so I will just move approval of the March 29th commission minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. Moving to the regular agenda then. I move the commission approve renewal number 5 to surface coal mining permit number ACPG-9701, held by American Colloid Company, to extend the permit term for another 5 years until April 21st, 2028, in American Colloid Company Renewal 5, permit ACPG-8701, application case number RC-22-414. And while I'm waiting for a second, let me just point out I took executive privilege and switch these two around. I thought they flowed better. So this is actually RC2. Sorry, I forgot to mention that before making the motion.
Second.
So on November 25th of 2022, American Colloid submitted the application for this renewal number 5 and also revision number 12, which is now the next agenda item, for their mine located near Gascoyne in Bowman County. Commercial leonardite removal is expected to continue in this permit area for several years. Much of what I'm going to say here applies also to this renewal and to the revision that is the next item. So I don't intend to repeat everything in that one. Renewal number 5 and revision number 12 were deemed significant and were thus subject to the public notice requirements. American Colloid submitted affidavits of publication indicating the newspaper notice was published once a week for 4 consecutive weeks in January and February in the Bowman County Pioneer and the Dickinson Press. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and advisory committee members. No objections to this renewal or to the revision application were received. The surety bond issued by Arch Insurance Company currently covers the bond area, and the bond currently totals just under $1.1 million and is adequate at this time. The Reclamation Division has finished its review of this renewal and recommends that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Now moving to what was RC1, I move the Commission approve revision number 12 to surface coal mining permit number ACPG-9701 held by American Colloid Company for the Page, Perkins, and Tompkins mine to identify the next five-year coal removal sub-area within the permit area and to update other information and plans in the permit. In American Colloid Company, Revision 12, Permit ACPG-9701, Application Case Number RC-22-413.
Second.
So Revision 12 now identifies the next five-year leonardite removal sub-areas and updates the legal information, operation plans, mining and reclamation plans, and the worst-case bond estimate in the permit. Everything else you need to know was just discussed in the renewal case. The Reclamation Division has finished its review of this revision and recommends that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Commissioner Haugenhofer, you're up.
Thank you. I move the Commission issue a notice of hearing in Northern States Power Company of Anse Prudence, 460 megawatt solar, Sherbourne County, Minnesota, application case number PU21-152.
Second.
A hearing on the application in this case is scheduled for July 11th, 2023 at 8:30 a.m. Central Time in the Commission hearing room, located here at the Capitol on 12th floor. This case was initially filed on June 21st, 2021 by Northern States Power Company, filed an application for advance prudence as indicated for the development of approximately a 460 megawatt grid scale photovoltaic solar capacity known as Sherco Solar Project. This file was put on hold. This proceeding was put on hold in early 2022 due to the U.S. Department of Commerce investigating concerning solar panels, and their concern was had to do with the dumping of the panels, and that proceeding has ended. So we are now back on schedule to hear this, and again, this hearing will be held on July 11th. 2023, starting at 8:30 Central Time.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the Commission adopt the order in the Otter Tail Power Company 2023 Fuel Clause Adjustment Energy Adjustment Rider Tariff Case Number PU 23-27.
Second.
Thank you, Julie. So I had this pulled from consent to the regular to kind of go through it. It could be a little confusing, but hopefully my explanation will clarify everything. I'm going to be referencing not only this case, but also case number PU22-429, and I'll explain why they were consolidated, and then why our separate decision on this case. So on January 23rd, Otter Tail Power Company filed a proposal to update its energy adjustment rider to include MISO's planning resource auction costs or revenues to the annual energy adjustment rider. Then Otter Tail filed PU22-429, and they were consolidated. That's saying one was contingent upon the other. Well, we proceeded on February 8th to, we issued a notice of opportunity for hearing for the consolidation of the cases. And then on the 15th, Midwest Large Energy Consumer, MLEC, filed its comments on the case. So on the next day, March 16th, the commission discussed it with Otter Tail and MLEC during an informal hearing. Then Otter Tail, based on our informal hearing, submitted additional responses. So my Otter Tail recognized that they had excessive capacity, so they put it out on the auction with MISO, and they realized that they had over 9,338,532 of revenue from the sale of their excess generation capacity in 2022-2023. And when they looked at that, North Dakota's share of that revenue is $4,202,340. And they wanted to say that that excess capacity, they wanted to consolidate the case. So when they looked at PU case 429, one was contingent upon the other. But during our discussion with all parties, the commission, MLEC, and Otter Tail, very good discussion on why one should be separate, the commission has decided to keep them separate. So when looking at just this case, the PU 2327, the Energy Adjustment Rider, and North Dakota's share of the $4 million, we believe, the commission believes, the $4,202,304 revenue from the MISO PRA should go back to the ratepayers, and we approve that, and therefore the commission also finds it appropriate to approve that without the contingency of Otter Tail's proposed case PU 22429, which is still pending. So we are looking at adjusting this energy adjustment rider, which is calculated and implemented each month to reflect that change. And looking at this amount, this equates to $20 per year per resident, or $1.67 per month. So hopefully I explained that energy capacity that they had and sold, and that amount goes back to the Otter Tail North Dakota residents, their share.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I will say, I think you explained it very, very well. And, you know, I don't think, I think we did the right thing. We followed their request and consolidated those cases for one hearing and a work session. But once we got into it, to me, it was just abundantly clear. And I really like the second to the last paragraph here of the discussion in that precedes this order, that lays it out that this is just, I mean, without question, it seems to me, the right and normal thing to do, because this is the direct result of ratepayer assets. And as we got into it, it began to kind of irritate me that they filed it this way, it's just contingent upon us proving something else that is not so clear-cut. But I am really pleased with our decision to separate these things and get this approved and continue our diligent work on the other things.
I also support this and think it's absolutely the right way to handle these auction revenues through the fuel clause adjustment and return them to ratepayers, because they are directly from assets that the ratepayers have been paying for all these years. So I think it's a very appropriate move and the right way to do it, and I support doing it, you know, as soon as we can to get that money back to the ratepayers. So I also appreciate that. I will note, just on a kind of an aside, but these auction revenues, a company like Otter Tail, who right now has excess capacity, well, actually did in the last auction. That'll change some moving forward, because MISO went to the seasonal capacity. And so we shouldn't expect this exact result next year. We'll see how it changes. They might have some seasons where they have excess capacity, and then I think they have, like, their winter season where they're going to need all of their capacity to meet their requirement or close to it. And so this next year will be interesting to see how the capacity auction and any revenues from it actually come to fruition. And then beyond that, as utilities, including Otter Tail, deal with their resources that they're looking at or are nearing the end of retirement or looking to retire, then the capacity shrinks and those auction revenues change considerably then. So it's a very dynamic time in the MISO market. And I just spent the last hour and a half this morning on a call with OMS on the reliability-based demand curve and talking about the need to face the reality of the shrinking capacity in MISO. And there's a concerning number of states who simply don't want to face the fact of that, what we know to be true. Even MISO saying, you know, this is what we're seeing. We see the capacity shrinking significantly in the very near future and the long-term future. And still, there's a decent number, more than a majority of the states, state regulators, who don't want to face that. So it's an ongoing frustration. But I'm trying every which way to make the points and the arguments, and Adam jumped in several times today with very good points. And so we're doing our best to help state regulators sort of do the responsible things. So we'll see. Stay tuned.
Thanks for your efforts there, Commissioner Fedorchak and Randy, as you work with MISO and SPP.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That actually concludes our agenda. I have a couple of announcements regarding future meetings. On Thursday, the 20th, we have a formal hearing on MDU's electric service agreement with Applied Blockchain. That's case number PU-22-371. And then a week later, on April 27th, is our next regular commission meeting. And if, I mean, there's no press in the room at the moment. I don't know if any are listening. I really want to emphasize that's a Thursday, not a Wednesday. I don't remember what the conflict was there, but it's not our normal Wednesday meeting. It's a Thursday, but it's at 10 o'clock, as we typically would do. And then just looking out a little farther, just to start keeping it on everyone's mind, the first week of May, so Monday through Friday, from May 1st through May 5th, is the formal hearing on Montana-Dakota Utilities 2022 electric rate increase. That's case number PU-22-194. And if we finish that hearing early, it will not go all 5 days. And so, and that's, I think, fairly often the case in rate cases, especially if a settlement occurs. It might be done as early as a day. So if people think that, oh, I'll just call in on Friday or show up on Friday to hear the big summation, it might be long over by then, but we have those 5 days reserved for that hearing. That concludes the announcements. With that, we will stand in recess for questions from the press and see if there are any online. But for now, we are in recess.